The Grand River Champions of Champions Powwow will be taking place this Friday, July 21st to the 23rd at the Ashwegan Speedway. And after not having any types of smoke dances for a number of years, this year we will see the return of the smoke dance special. So here to talk to me about the 2023 Grand River Champions of Champions Powwow is Bubba Martin, a member of the Powwow Committee. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me this morning.
And thank you very much for allowing me to come in and join you.
So it's exciting to hear the Smoke Dance Special is returning this year with three different sessions, and those are all going to be taking place during the Friday evening of the powwow. But in saying that, was there any reason for the absence in the previous years?
So as we turned around and have had smoke dance previously and everything, so part of our committee and what has happened and our committee has talked about it is that our smoke dance songs have came about from different songs of what we've done within our Haudenosaunee community. And some of our songs are very close to our rain songs. And so if there was a change of a word or anything like that, it can change from a smoke dance song to a rain dance song. And years ago, when we did have smoke dance and everything else, we did have rain. And we had rain for a couple of years when we did do those smoke dance. So as a committee, we turned around and we looked at that and we said, okay, well, let's take a break and not have smoke dance. And then so from then, you know, we have had some good weather. We've had some sun, some shine and sunshine and some heat and everything else. So whether or not that was a contributing factor or not, but also at the same point, we listened to our elders at that time. So that was the reasons why we did stop having smoke dance.
And now having it back, can you talk about the excitement level to see it returning?
So smoke dance is a very fast-paced dance and everything else. And it is a Six Nations Haudenosaunee style of dance. So it is different from powwow dancing. So a lot of our people are from Six Nations and other local Haudenosaunee communities are excited to come and join in. And because we do have some people that are powwow dancers as well. So this being a special, we do have some powwow dancers that are able to register in a powwow dance category, but then also register into the smoke dance category as well.
And you sort of touched on it there, but for those who aren't very familiar with the smoke dance, can you talk about the cultural significance it holds to the Six Nations community and why it's something that's been a part of the powwows and socials here for such a long time?
Yeah, so it's a social kind of dance, but it's a very different from our other social songs. So it's very fast paced. You'll see a lot of movements and everything else with feet, the whole body. People, they turn around and they will spin and they'll twirl and everything else. And that's very different from our other social dances that we would do here in our Haudenosaunee communities and that. So having that piece, you know, a lot of people very much enjoy dancing it, to very much enjoy watching it. And because it's such a fast paced, high movement, fast movement. And then, you know, it's the energy of that dance is great. And a lot of people very much enjoy it.
Can you talk about that energy? Are there any special highlights that those who are attending can look forward to? And like you said, talk about that energy that you can feel when it's taking place.
So, you know, our songs can, the smoke deck songs can last maybe, you know, from 20 to 30, maybe a little bit longer than 30, 40 seconds per song. So depending on the singer and then the songs that they choose and everything like that. And so for men, they can might have a war dance song. So it's maybe a little bit of a slower pace. But then, you know, they might turn around and they'll speed up. So that energy that comes in to the dance area, because, you know, however many dancers that we have there showcasing their moves, showcasing their style and everything of dance, and then turn around and you have that hype. You have that hype from the stands. You have the hype from the crowds. You have the hype from the dancers to turn around and just, you can actually, for me, at times, you can actually feel that dance. You can turn around and just feel that vibration going around the dance area. And it's quite exciting and quite thrilling and everything else. So for me personally, I do very much enjoy watching it. I very much enjoy dancing it at times. And it is a very good feeling, that it's an uplifting feeling that you can get and from watching it, you know, like the smiles on the faces and everything else. But then you also could turn around and be like, sitting there as a spectator, I was like, wow, that was a fast song. Wow, that was a fast beat. Look at those dancers move and everything else. So again, that feeling, it's very different for each and every one of us in terms of spectators and stuff.
And just in terms of the three different sessions of the special going on the Friday, can you talk about the prizes for the competition? And then if there's going to be any different age groups for it?
So our age group is, we have four different age groups. So we have a youth that are 6 to 12, and both we have boys and girls. And so our prize category for our youth is 500 for first, 400 for second, 300 for third, 200 for fourth, and 100 for fifth. Then we move up to our teen categories, 13 to 17, both again, both men and women. First place is 1,000, then 8, 600, 400, and then 200. We have our adult categories from ages 18 to 39, again, both men and women. So first place is 1,500, second is 1,000, third is 8, fourth is 6, and fifth is 400. Then we have the what considered a golden age, 40 and above, both, again, men and women categories. Prize board is the same as the adult, so it's 1,500 for first, 1,000 for second, 800 for third, 600 for fourth, and 400 for fifth.
Obviously, there's a lot more than just the Smoke Dance Special that's going to be taking place over the weekend. Can you talk a little bit about what else visitors can look forward to when attending this year's powwow?
So our powwow is, again, so like, you know, it's a powwow style dancing. So our drum is, you know, the big drum, and we have the dancing competition. We have the singing competition for the drums that come in. So spectators and guests are able to come in and observe all the different styles of dancing. Again, so powwow style dancing. So now this year, the Smoke Dance as a special. But then also they can turn around and they can join in. You know, we have times that our guests are able to come in and join in and be a part of that. So we might wait, turn around, and the announcer might call for an intertribal song. So and then, you know, listen to the MC. The MCs will invite people to come out and then join in to the dance area. So our spectators are able to do that. But not only that, that's only a piece of our powwow. So that's a portion of our powwow in terms of the dance and the singing and everything else. So we also have the artisan markets. We have craft vendors. We're very well known for our crafts and everything like that, our craft vendors. So we actually have over 100 craft vendors, different kinds of styles of craft, to leatherwork, to beading, to shirts, to apparel, to all kinds of other stuff. But then that's the artisan piece. And then so another artisan piece that I would actually like to talk about is our food. So our powwow turns around and we have probably well over 40 food vendors that come in and showcase their style, showcase their craft, showcase their art of making, you know, scones to tacos to corn soup to ham and scones. But then also we can also have the other things, you know, more traditional stuff, maybe hamburgers and hot dogs and French fries and snow cones and other things like that. So for me, our visitors are able to come in and experience the whole powwow. Our gates open at 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Friday night is a 6 p.m., but Friday night is also a free event. So they are able to come in and watch our showcasing of our smoke dance competition exhibition. We have our hoop dance. We have a hoop dance presentation. And then we also have some bird singers and dancers that come in from Nevada area. And they come up and they're showcasing their style of music. They're sharing with us. So it's like a cross sharing of our cultures. So we've invited them up and they're coming up to showcase their style of singing and their style of dancing. So again, Friday night is free to have for our spectators and fans to come in. Saturday and Sunday, gates open at 10. There is a fee for the weekend. We have day passes, which are $15, to a weekend pass, which is $25 for adults. We do have some youth and some elder prices. And it's a great weekend for people to come down and visit Six Nations, to visit our community and see what we're all about, but then also to see our powwow and what our powwow showcases.
And talking visitors, do you have any advice for those who might be attending this year's powwow for maybe the first time?
Our visitors come in, you know, be prepared. You know, a lot of people will turn around and say, oh, it's so hot and everything else. I always tell people, be prepared. So be prepared for the weather. So whether or not, dress appropriately, have hats, bring water containers, bring your drinks, stay hydrated, pack your sunblock, and then take breaks. So if you're sitting out in the stands and everything, watching a powwow, take breaks. Go to the shaded area, but enjoy yourself. But we don't want you to put yourself into a spot where, you know, we're going to have to turn around and utilize our first aid responders and our medical personnel to turn around and assist people and everything else. We do have them on site, you know, but at the same point, take care, you know, be prepared and everything else. Take breaks, step yourself out, go find some shaded area but enjoy yourself.
Just lastly, before we get you out of here, can you just talk about the importance that powwows hold for communities like Six Nations and the tradition that it carries on year after year?
So our powwow is a gathering. They might have used it years ago to turn around and bring people together. So our dancers come in from across North America. I know we've had dancers in before, right from our East Coast to from Nova Scotia to our West Coast, from BC, Vancouver Island, you know, and then throughout the states, from California down to New Mexico, Florida, throughout the United States, and they come up. And it's a social gathering for our dancers and our singers and our guests. So there's a lot of things that come together. And to have that area, I mean, to have that time and everything else and a place that we gathered. So Six Nations Grand River Champion at Champions Powwow has been hosting this powwow for the last 43 years, so, and except for the 2 years with COVID. But we've been hosting this and we've been gathering people and then bringing people together so that it's a social function. It's a good time. It's a fun time. But then also bringing it back to our community of Six Nations so that we showcase of what we have and what we're able to do and gather and everything. So it's a very great event for people to come join us. I know people come in with families. They turn around and they schedule their vacation. They turn around and invite their friends and family. And we have people that have been invited that have come and yes and everything from all around the world. So again, it's that event that brings people together. And that's what we really enjoy and love to promote and love to bring in. Again, showing what Six Nations is about, showing what Grand River Champion of Champion is about and everything. And it is a great time for people to come in and join us.
That's awesome. And Bubba, I want to thank you again for doing this. I know it's a very busy week for you, but it was really cool to talk to you about everything that's going on with the powwow this upcoming weekend. So very much looking forward to that and everything kicking off at the Grand River Champions of Champions powwow this Friday, July 21st.